Pride is spreading throughout the Bay Area this weekend, including a long-neglected block in East Oakland. On the corner of 77th and Bancroft, you'll find the Greenside Public Housing Project. Built in the 70s by the Oakland Housing Project, this complex became a center for drug use, crime, and violence. Some former residents describe it as a hellhole. Greenside was closed down 10 years ago, and it's remained vacant until now. And now, just weeks before its scheduled demolition, Oakland-born artist Isaac Brown, also known as Ice Life, transformed the building into an art installation. He designed it as an homage to the people who lived and grew up there. He calls it Brighter Than Blight, and people can see it through this weekend. KALW's Audrey Dilling takes us on a tour of the exhibit with the artist himself.
The game's over.
Before Ice Life became Ice Life, he was Isaac Brown. He grew up in East Oakland, probably playing Nintendo games like he is right now. We're in an apartment with these old video games, hat boxes, and vintage clothes. They're all carefully placed to capture what public housing units like this one must have looked like back in the day. That's because it's an art exhibit that Ice Life designed. He calls it
Grandma's House, where I wanted to honor grandmothers, because grandmas, you know, raise families in our communities. And so you walk through one of these units, and we've totally made it to look like a grandmother's house in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Grandma's House is the only furnished apartment inside the otherwise unoccupied Greenside housing complex. Life remembers Greenside from when he was growing up.
This is a notorious building. I remember when I was growing up, you know, Greenside, which is what this building is called, it was you didn't just walk in here. You had to know somebody to walk in here. There was a lot of drugs, a lot of violence here, a lot of homicides here on the site. And in time, it turned into and became worse and worse until it had to be condemned.
But now you can walk in here and see what life might have been like for people who lived here. In the kitchen, pots and pans are hanging on the walls. There's a bedroom with a small bed on a wooden frame and a soft, colorful quilt on top. There's even a photo of an older woman and her granddaughter hanging on the wall.
And I took this picture. One thing about building this exhibit, I was able to go around to current public housing sites and photograph families there, and it was really fresh.
Grandma's House is just one element of the installation Life created here called Brighter Than Blight. He took inspiration from the families he interviewed and created works of art throughout the Greenside complex. It includes a series of photographs around the plaza outside. Life leads me to the portrait of one African-American girl he met who has pigtail buns in her hair and is wearing a dress. She looks like she could be in first grade.
She's growing up maybe 40 steps from a prostitution stroll. And I think we really should consider, like, when we talk about housing as a human right, what are young people growing up around?
Brighter Than Blight explores the outside forces that can impact people growing up in public housing. But it also examines what's on the inside. Life points out bars that are covering the windows of the building.
I assume that these bars were here put up after the building was condemned. No, when people lived here, they lived behind those bars, you know? And I can't think of a bigger indictment of how inhumane people were living in this site, in sites like this across the country.
Those bars inspired the piece in the very center of the plaza. An armchair sits inside a cube of iron bars. It looks like a prison cell. Next to the chair is the following list.
Go to college, you're an American, don't do drugs. That's a cold thing to say to somebody who's living through that perspective, you know, living literally behind bars, not for committing a crime, not for doing anything wrong, just for not being poor.
But even then, the exhibit highlights success stories as well. Stories like Andre's.
This is Andre. Andre is 14 years old. He took the pre-prep for the SAT and got a perfect score. He has straight A's and B's on his report card. We just learned about his pre-prep for the SAT, so that was really cool. His mother lived here.
On the right side of Andre's photo, there's a copy of his image, but with a black ski mask colored in over his face.
And so the thing here, what I did with the image was to try to find a way that I could show, what do we see when we see young black boys? You know, and I think more than we see this image of him in a ski mask. And I wanted to, you know, challenge people around that.
Life also wanted to challenge people to consider the important role housing can play in the course of people's lives.
You know, a lot of our conversations across the country are social welfare conversations are going into marriage rights, into education, into getting, you know, hormones out of the food. But I want to make sure that we're still remembering the fundamental things that make a human well, which is food, shelter, and clothing.
The Greenside building will be demolished 1 month after Brighter Than Blight closes. The plan is for something to go up in its place that would provide another basic element to good health, food.
They're going to put an urban farm here. You know, another issue in East Oakland is that you have to drive 20 minutes to get a grape.
These are issues Ice Life faced when he was just Isaac Brown. And most of the tenants of places like Greenside have faced them too. They continue to face them. One art installation or the demolition of a blighted building doesn't change that. But it does make space for something new. For Cross Currents, I'm Audrey Dilling.